This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces pressed their assault on Ukrainian cities Friday with new missile strikes and shelling on the capital, Kyiv, and the outskirts of the western city of Lviv. Ukraine emergency services officials report early morning barrages hit a residential building in the Podil neighborhood of Kyiv, killing at least one person. The officials said 98 people were evacuated from the building. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said 19 people were wounded in the shelling, which he said damaged several buildings, which included a preschool.
It's crazy. It's in front of them, preschool, and you see the damaged preschool. Thank God it's nobody was in preschool and school. Six buildings is damaged. Nobody can live in these buildings.
The mayor said the shelling once again targeted a strictly civilian area where there is no military personnel in sight. Meanwhile, several Russian missiles were targeted at a western Ukrainian area near Lviv's airport Friday. Lviv Mayor Andrei Sotovy said the airport was not hit, but a nearby aircraft repair facility was. He said it was empty at the time of the attack. There are no immediate reports of casualties from the attack near Lviv, which is about 80 kilometers from Ukraine's border with Poland. Ukraine's Air Force Command says that the missiles were fired from the Black Sea area. Two of the six were intercepted. A large cloud of smoke could be seen in the area surrounding the airport. This is VOA News. Britain's communications regulator has revoked the license of the state-funded Russian broadcaster RT over concerns of biased reporting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The decision comes as the regulator Ofcom conducted 29 investigations into the impartiality of RT's coverage of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The volume and nature of the issues raised by these inquiries are of great concern, the regulator says, particularly because RT had been fined £200,000, that's $262,000, for previous violations of impartiality standards. Ofcom says RT's funding from the Russian state, as well as the fact that Russia invaded its smaller neighbour Ukraine, were also part of the decision. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In a video posted to social media Thursday, U.S. film icon Arnold Schwarzenegger told Russians they're being lied to about the war in Ukraine and accused President Vladimir Putin of sacrificing Russian soldiers' lives for his own ambitions. Schwarzenegger is hugely popular in Russia and apparently also with Putin. The Russian president only follows 22 other Twitter accounts, and one of them belongs to the actor. In the 9-minute video, Schwarzenegger said Russian soldiers were being told they would be fighting Nazis and protecting ethnic Russians in Ukraine, or that they were going on military exercises and that they'd be greeted like heroes. He said many of the troops now know those claims were false. Schwarzenegger, looking straight into the camera while seated at a desk in a study, said, "This is an illegal war. Your lives, your limbs, your futures are being sacrificed for a senseless war condemned by the entire world." Schwarzenegger posted his emotional video on Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. While some of those services are blocked in Russia, he also posted it on the Telegram messaging app, which is not, where it got more than 500,000 views. It was subtitled in Russian. U.S. Chief Presidential Health Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci Thursday said the U.S. could soon see COVID-19 cases rise again, and vulnerable people in the U.S. are likely to need a fourth vaccine dose. The Bloomberg News Service reports the top U.S. immunologist said British officials are already warning of a surge in cases there, driven by a combination of a new subvariant of the virus that causes COVID-19, an easing of COVID restrictions, and waning protection from vaccines. Fauci said all three of these factors are currently in place in the United States, which is usually a few weeks behind Britain in terms of pandemic trends. Fauci predicts a bit of an increase in U.S. COVID cases, or at least a slowing of the drop in cases. The question, he says, is how the nation will deal with it. Repeating this hour's top story, Russian forces pressed their assault on Ukrainian cities Friday with new missile strikes